Morning. I often, when I'm going to speak, would like to choose the song that will go with it. And if I don't, I'd like to see if Spirit chose the song correctly. So, as I look at this, I do think it's going to fit with what we'll be talking about this morning. But you'll have to put a little thought into it if you go back to that song on 41. After we've had a chance to chat. I've just come back from a trip to Missouri where my fiance's father passed away. He passed away on November 22nd, which was his birthday. I think we all have heard the odd, I guess, chances and how statistically so many people pass within 1 week before or after their birthday. I would say that we clearly have some say in some of this, I guess, at least from a will perspective or other. He had suffered a complication of his long battle with cancer and become gravely ill on Tuesday. We were with him by Wednesday evening. And he passed then on that Saturday. So with this, there had been and was a great deal of work, a great deal of things that had to be done, along with just being there for her father as he went through this process. He had a full-fledged farm, horses, dogs, cats. The guy loved his equipment. He had a clinic. So there were all these things to attend to, and my fiance is the executor. So a lot of things to do, a lot of things to think about. Ironically, also within this period, and we were talking about it before we got this news about him, because there were so many people in her office who directly had either a parent or grandparent pass in November. I know personally, or through one other acquaintance, of 11 people, including our own member here, who have passed between the very end of November and the 1st of December. I don't know what that means, whether it's just quite the coincidence. I haven't had that kind of known of anybody passing that close to me for quite a long time. It's a lot to happen in one period, but... At any rate, my condolences to go out to Carol and her family. It's a hard thing for anyone to go through. So although this subject may be a little raw for some, I know it certainly is for me. I felt and certainly had the compunction to talk about my recent experience in a helpful way. I don't mean for this to be a downer. You know, but death is part of life. They go together. It's unavoidable, like taxes. So what I want to share with you, some of my observations and hopefully some helpful things that you will find related to death, dying, and more importantly, living. And again, I apologize if this may in some way offend anyone. It's not meant to. These are my opinions and my experiences, just sharing them, and I hope they're helpful in some way or another. If this talk should bring up some things that perhaps bother you or have been long suppressed, then perhaps it's time for those things to come up. To really see a little bit of light and receive a little oxygen. Perhaps it's time for you to work through those things if they're still there. Maybe it will give you an opportunity to bring some things to conclusion. Just as physical birth is a requisite to participation in this world, physical death is a rite of passage in our return to spirit. We're entitled, and it is unavoidable. Death is a natural outcome of the physical life. It's the conclusion of our journey here and the continuation of our journey as and in spirit. We should not fear it, nor should we unduly invite it, as we are here for a specific purpose. We are here to accomplish certain things and to learn certain things. We should be careful not to judge the value or fulfillment of another's life, as we likely don't know what the purpose of another's physical being in this world is. And as an example of that, there are those that we have seen where there may be a stillborn child. Is that child's life not important? Does it not have an effect on its parents, on those around its parents? It is my understanding from personal experience. Children grow up, they grow up in spirit. It's not the end. They go on. So know that and understand that. Each life has its purpose, however heinous it might be. Likes of great and horrifying leaders, they have a purpose too. We need to find the purpose for us in the things that they make, and they have to find their own purpose in what they have done. So it's my purpose in what we talk about today to say and acknowledge the fact that each of us will likely or has already experienced death in a very personal way, someone close to us. And we've had to work through and move with that. So the questions that we should ask ourselves as spiritualists and or as people of just good conscience is, how do we or how did we conduct ourselves in those situations? We truly learn what people are about, not at the beginning of a relationship, not in the middle of a relationship, but at the end of a relationship. And there are many types of relationships, marriages, dating, friends, childhood, friends, parents, child, all of these things. When these come to an end, how we conduct ourselves in that relationship and whatever relationship may evolve on the other side of an end of a relationship really defines who and what we are. So when a relative passes, should we be the first ones to run out to their house and make sure we grab all those things that we coveted of theirs in life? Do we want to make sure nobody else gets there before we do? To be greedy and needy is human nature. To control this and be generous and selfless is divine. Spiritualists have a perfect guide in these things, I hope, at least. Doing unto others as you would have others do unto you. In death and dying, and the dying of those we love, there will inevitably be grief. Grief is a good thing. It's a process that helps us to adjust to the loss of someone or something we love or care for deeply. It should not be suppressed or foregone. It is needed and should be supported. We can support the process of grieving in ourselves and others by allowing and enabling it, not shushing it away and telling others to buck up or move through. No. Instead, we should bring tissues. We should bring support. We should not avoid those who are grieving, but embrace them and help them to process their sorrow with dignity and comfort. And if you don't like the person who's grieving, or never liked the person who passed away, be decent anyway. Show a little compassion and caring. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. One of the most beautiful moments that occurred for my fiance and I was very unexpected. There was a tractor that was out to get some work done. We're now trying to close things down, eliminate costs. So we needed to go and stop the work from occurring on the tractor and set it up to be picked up. So we went to the shop and went to the mechanic. And I very directly said that, Darryl Cruz has passed away and we need to. And before I got to the end of my sentence, you would have thought that I had struck the man I was talking to. He shrank backwards in pain. And his eyes watered. And he reeled. And he said he had no idea that Darryl was a good friend. He was a good man. And he related some stories of interactions he'd had with him. The reason this was so important and this meant so much to myself, my fiance, is it gave an insight into Darryl's impact on the community, into his being as a human and a person who is part of this bigger event of the world and life. Completely unexpected. We were grateful to hear that. Very grateful. Because, we didn't really get a full picture from all the people that might have been a little closer to. So in that, what I'm saying is, again, relate something if you can to help and support people. Let them know that others may have had an impact. That can be very helpful for those who are in the process of grieving. So when someone has died, it is generally not appreciated that the occasion be used for an airing of unresolved complaints and issues. And yet, you or others may have unresolved issues with those who have transitioned. If you can help others, then you should. Those who are in an unfortunate state like that, work with them if you can. Help them. If it is you who is carrying these unresolved issues, bless them, forgive them, and let them go. They likely did not serve you while the departed lived, and certainly will not serve you or any good purpose after they have gone. The carrying of grudges or negative feelings for others in life, I guess, is really dumb enough without continuing to carry these negativities and these issues long past their departure. To do so is somewhat like drinking poison and hoping somebody else dies. When people are dying, we should attend them and their needs first and foremost, seeing to their best and most comforting passage possible. But during this process, we too need to look to the living, providing what comfort and support we can, that they may have what they need. And after the dying have departed, we must focus on the needs of the living. My fiance's father did not want any type of service, but we held one anyway. Services are not necessarily for the departed. They are for the living. And if the departed wish to attend, well, that's their prerogative. But those who have survived a loved one should not be denied their opportunity to celebrate them and jointly help each other through the grieving process. So why wait for the wake-up call of a death? Life is for the living and for living. Resolve any issues you have with people now. This does not mean you have to agree with their conduct or condone their actions. It just means you can allow yourself to not burden or be burdened by the baggage of negativity. Do the things you want to do. Find a way to make things happen that you want to experience. Because upon our death, it won't be the things you did that you regret. It'll be those things left undone that will trouble you. A life is not about how we die, it's about how we live. And that which we give to each other. The feelings and experiences we have and what we have learned are what we take from this world. All the rest we leave behind. So pack well for your ultimate departure, filling your suitcase with love, caring, understanding, a wealth of knowledge and experience. I'd like to offer the following for all of us who have lost loved ones or who will. Death is Nothing at All by Harry Scott Holland. Death is nothing at all. It does not count. I have only slipped away into the next room. Nothing has happened. Everything remains exactly as it was. I am I, and you are you. And the old life that we lived so fondly together is untouched, unchanged. Whatever we were to each other, that we are still. Call me by the old familiar name. Speak of me in the easy way which you always used. Put no difference into your tone. Wear no forced air of solemnity or sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes that we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without an effort, without the ghost of a shadow upon it. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same as it ever was. There is absolute and unbroken continuity. What is this death but a negligible accident? Why should I be out of mind because I am out of sight? I am but waiting for you for an interval, somewhere very near, just around the corner. All is well. Nothing is hurt, but nothing is lost. One brief moment, and all will be as it was before. How we shall laugh at the trouble of parting when we meet again.